Hi. Welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking up places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the soulless suburbs of Northern Virginia. Hello, my friends. I bet you're wondering if I survived my trip to visit my mother. I did. Barely. It has taken me all week to process it, and honestly, I'm not sure I'm even there yet. But first, the good stuff. I got to spend some quality time with Catherine, my sister, for those of you who are new to the pod, and that was a delight. She created a great space for me and Ben and the dogs in my dad's old apartment with lots of little touches and things I remember from dad's old place and new things and things from mom's house like the fuzzy pink bathrobe I always wore when I stayed at mom's. It hung on the hook of the door of the guest room and it was mine and Catherine snagged it before the house was sold and she's been holding on to it ever since. It was really so special. I took one look at that bathrobe and I just started sobbing. I had a lot of trepidation about going up. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like staying at Dad's after all this time. Would it be overwhelmingly sad? Would it be weird being home in Connecticut but not home at Mom's? What would it be like to see Mom in a new apartment across the river from the home I grew up in? Would I be able to not say all the things I've been not saying to her for the last year and a half because I know once it comes out of my mouth, I can't take those things back? As usual, the drive was a drag because Ben was in a minor accident a few days before. Actually, an accident happened to him on the highway. Something flew out of the back of a truck, which did not stop, and it smashed into his car and then under his car, and his air conditioning unit now needs to be replaced. And of course, since the other driver didn't stop, our insurance and us, we have to pay for it. And it's not only not cheap, but the parts have to be ordered. So more than a week later, it still isn't here. And we had the dogs and it was almost 80 degrees outside. But Waffles doesn't like the car windows open. And frankly, neither do I. It's very loud on the highway when we're driving 70 miles an hour on 95. So it was so hot in the car and it took over 9 hours. And I swear to God, that trip from Northern Virginia to Connecticut gives me the worst traffic and travel PTSD. The saving grace for the travel was this cake vending machine just outside of New York City. And then of course I forgot to eat the cake and I left it in Connecticut. The drive home was just as bad, because we got a late start, because Mom insisted on making breakfast for us, which she did every morning, the insisting, not the actual doing. So we went to her place for breakfast and she didn't want us to leave. She says she doesn't mind being alone, but she doesn't like living alone, which I totally get. But she also has at least 50 neighbors within shouting distance that she could become friends with if she just had the slightest interest in other people. Anyway, more good stuff. I got to go to two different Ocean State job lots, which are just about my most favorite place on earth, plus a few grocery stores. And we ate one night at my favorite Asian restaurant, which has the best scallion pancakes, which are actually impossible to find at restaurants around here, except at Trader Joe's, which, as you know, is a grocery store. And Kath and I made plans to make Dad's old apartment into an Airbnb, but also a place for me and Ben and the dogs to stay when we visit, which will make visiting a lot more likely and more often. And so I have been collecting things for the apartment, like a new set of silverware, and I left pillows there, plus my blanket, and we made an Amazon wish list of things we'd like a toaster and coffee maker and a couple sets of sheets for that bed, and a regular apartment style stuff so we can add to it and buy stuff from it when we see things that are on sale. So it's a fun little project. The weather was lovely and Waffles was really sociable. I think probably because Catherine and I sound so much alike. that he would hear her talking and he would not get anxious because he would think that it was just me. Once he got out of the car, and he really hates car rides, and he hung out with us while we tried to get the Wi-Fi extender to work so we could watch Netflix and other streaming stuff. But we couldn't get it to work because I think it's just too far away from the router. We need to get one of those mesh things to stretch across from the main house to the carriage house apartment, which is across the driveway. So the last good part was having to have the same conversation with my mom about my beloved stepfather, Gordy, who she's been working really hard to convince everyone around her that he kept his cancer a secret and that he ultimately committed suicide, which simply isn't true. It isn't even close to being the truth. And what bothers me is that she keeps adding to this conspiracy like it was a snowball. So every time I hear it, it is more wrong and untrue than the last time. Gordy was an open book about his healthcare. I was actually his healthcare proxy person. If he wasn't able to make a decision, I knew what his wishes were. He overshared on a regular basis. I knew more about this man's bowel movements than any stepchild should have, and so did my mother. She simply ignored him or complained that he was a hypochondriac. And this is what has been bothering me for some time, because she didn't let me talk to him before he died, and she wasn't even there when he died because she went to get her hair cut, even though the hospice nurse advised her to leave. And so I've had to be really careful about just how much I was willing to listen to of this nonsense. Suffice it to say, it wasn't much. And even what I did deal with, it made me physically ill. Anyway, she has a nice apartment. It's pretty big. And it's not even the biggest apartment or the smallest, on a really nice senior living campus. We didn't get to eat in the dining room, so I didn't get to meet any of the other folks who actually lived there because they had someone in the complex who was exposed to COVID, so they shut down the dining room for a certain number of days, and they deliver dinner to her room. And it's like college, where she's on a meal plan, and she can make her own meals because she has a full kitchen, or she can eat in the dining room a certain number of meals a week based on whatever it is that she's paying, which, by the way, is a huge amount of money. And despite her constant refrain that she's homeless, and I say that in quotes, she has this really lovely, safe, and posh place to live. And Kath reminds her weekly that if she's not living under a bridge or out of her car, then she's not homeless, and to please stop saying that. But so far, it's been a year, and it hasn't stuck. We got some of her computer stuff sorted out. And I hid candy all around the apartment the way I did when she lived at the house, so she'd find it after I left. And I trimmed the cat's nails, which is always a challenge. And we brought 3 grocery bags full of her favorite treats from Trader Joe's. One of her favorite things is pretzels filled with peanut butter, which I find just awful, but she loves. And a bottle of this Bailey's Irish Cream strawberries and cream. And it sounds awful, but let me tell you, it was quite delicious. It's like a strawberry milkshake. I really like it. It's strangely delicious. For someone who doesn't like anything that tastes like alcohol, even I had a teeny little glass of it. Anyway, while I was honestly relieved to leave Mom's, because really any more time spent with her listening to her reimagined history, and lest you think that this is some kind of cognitive decline and not just narcissism and guilt. She's been to a psychiatrist at Yale and several doctors who say she's not confused. She just doesn't care. I really would have said some unforgivable things if I had stayed any longer, but I would have liked to have stayed longer to hang out with Kath, to visit my father's grave, to go across the river and visit Gordy's and Lynn Ellen's and Nancy Roach's grave, because they're all buried right next to each other. And I would have liked to have stopped at Frank Roach's to see him and Buddy the cat that I brought him a few years ago to keep him company, and to visit my friends in Providence. But that just wasn't on the agenda for this trip. Okay, that is enough of that story. But before we cover the food holidays, let me rattle off a quick list of all the goodies I got while I was in Connecticut. Macowan apples from the orchard, which are good for eating and baking. Maple kettle corn, which is one of my favorite things. Apple cider donuts. peach cobbler Pop-Tarts, frosted apple crisp Pop-Tarts, a slice of cake from the vending machine on the New Jersey Turnpike, giant 8-ounce Ritter Sport bars, the kind with the little milk chocolate and the little cornflakes in them, strawberry cheese popcorn, chocolate strawberry Cheerios, and some white chocolate-covered pretzels with multicolored nonpareils. I'm sorry for missing some of the seriously high-quality holidays this past week. Yesterday was dessert day, and the day before was Yorkshire pudding day, both of which I love those days unconditionally. Okay, so food holidays for this week. Today, Saturday, October 15th, is chicken cacciatore day. And chicken cacciatore is a braised stew. Sometimes it's made with rabbit, with tomatoes and garlic and sweet peppers and onions. And the chicken is cooked in the sauce, which is why it's called braised. And it often has wine in it. I have seen it with both red and white wine, but I think I have mostly had it with white wine, which I think is weird because I think if I were to make it, I'd probably put red wine in it because of the tomatoes. But whatever. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I've certainly had it plenty of times. Cacciatore actually means hunter, so it's like a hunter stew. Anyway, it's also National Roast Pheasant Day, and I'm pretty confident that I've never had pheasant, but I do have a whole story about how my mother rescued, and I say that in air quotes, a laundry basket full of pheasant eggs at the dump once, and I'm not sure how or why, and she tried to incubate them quite unsuccessfully, and it turned into kind of a grim scene in our living room when I was about 5 years old. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 16th, is World Food Day, which is the anniversary of the founding of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization from 1945. The UN recognizes access to food as a fundamental human right, and so this is a good day if you do your grocery shopping on this day to pick up some extra non-perishables for that big box at the front of the store that gets donated to local food banks. Monday, October 17th, is a very big day because it is National Pasta Day and it's 4, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, Prunes Day. However, do not mix. I mean, you can. I wouldn't. Tuesday is Chocolate Cupcake Day. And here's the thing. I like chocolate and I like chocolate cupcakes, but I do not care for chocolate cupcakes with chocolate frosting. So, if you are planning to send me a dozen chocolate cupcakes, keep that in mind. I like chocolate with vanilla or cream cheese frosting, or I like a white cupcake with milk chocolate frosting. Wednesday is Seafood Bisque Day, which is basically what I serve my cats every night for dinner, so no thank you. It is also Oatmeal Muffin Day, which is basically what Waffles gets a treat to keep him regular, so also no thank you. Thursday is Brandied Fruit Day. And the only real experience I have with that is the boozy cherries that I make with brandy, and I'll put that recipe in the recipe box for the Patreons. They're super easy, and the hardest part is finding cherries at a decent enough price and then spending all that time pitting them. I did get a German cherry pitter this year that allows me to pit lots more faster, but I do wish there was a better solution to that. Okay, so I hope you're sitting down because Friday is a very big day indeed. It's Apple Day, which is a very seasonally appropriate day, and you know how much I appreciate those. Do you have a favorite apple? I used to love Red Delicious apples, but now that my palate has been refined a bit, I find that I like most apples as long as they're not mealy, which Red Delicious apples certainly are. I mean, all apples have a purpose, and so I like different apples for different projects. Maybe I need to do a deep dive on apples. Like which apples we use for which things. Maybe that's a Patreon thing. Anyway, it's also National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, and if you're not making your pumpkin cheesecake with a ginger snap crust, then I'm not sure I even want to know you. It is Caramel Apple Day, and I've never been a fan because the apples inside the dipped caramel are always so gross. And finally, it is, in fact, International Day of the Nacho. And speaking of our friend Nacho Cheese Fry from the Golden Ratio, it is International Nut Day the very next day. My favorite nut is macadamia nuts, but for a catch-all nut that can kind of go into everything like baking or yogurt or oatmeal, when I'm having oatmeal, love walnuts. love walnuts. They're almost always a good price. Keep them in the refrigerator. They're a good go-to walnut. Go-to nut walnuts. Okay. Sunday, October 23rd is Boston Cream Pie Day, which you know all about if you listen to the Agenda podcast, because we did a whole pod about the history of this pie, which is actually a cake. And it is National Canning Day. And I'm hoping to get 35 pounds of apples at the farmer's market tomorrow so I can make and can some applesauce. All right. So that is it for the food holidays and for this week's kind of sad podcast. So keep, please keep rating and sharing the podcast and talking it up in your favorite coffee shop, your dog walkers club, or waiting the 15 minutes after your flu or COVID vaccine. I am getting my flu vaccine, my pneumonia vaccine, and my second shingles vaccine on Thursday. So keep your fingers crossed for that. And all other spaces where you find community. You can support this work by joining the Patreon at four different levels. Patreons get extra content of some sort a few times a month, including Poetry Moment, which people seem to really love, access to the recipe box with copies of many of the recipes that we talk about here, mail drops like postcards and sometimes even stickers, and I even have a couple other surprises in the hopper for the next couple of weeks. And finally, I will remind you, because I reminded myself of this very same thing the past week. You do not need to censor yourself to comfort somebody else's ignorance. See you next week.